RNB Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Bring it in. Here we go.
Apparently Claritin D helps with the allergy.
You got to get the off-brand, though. Get, like, the Walgreens or Great Value brand. It does the same thing.
It's the greatest. You know, I've, like, trained myself to, like, look for the off-brand now. Yeah. So, like, I see the main brand. Okay.
Yep.
Now, where's the Meijer version? Where's the Walgreens version at? Because it's always the exact same.
Exact same. Not same.
I love how they, like, try to, like, keep the same bottle, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Same thing, just cheaper.
And they just changed the name just a bit. I was like, actually, I think the Walgreens version is Walatin. I think it's Walatin, too.
You know?
Yes.
Here we go.
Give me some of that Walatin D minus. That's what I'll take. That's what I'll take.
Like, it's close enough. The Claritin D people are pissed off about it. Like, come on.
You know what?
Every time we come out with something.
I told you, I want to get to a point in life where I... you know, arrange things if I'm looking to buy online where I don't arrange from price low to high, because I think those are the people that also buy name brand stuff, all right? And when I get to that point, when I get to the point where I'm on Marketplace and I don't rank things price low to high, when I'm just looking around, that's the day that I'll pay. I won't get Walatin, I'll get Claritin. That's what I'm going to do.
I got an idea. One of these show topics that we'll do sometime would be, what name brand product is actually better?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because I'll be honest, I have been yet to find... And recently I tested this theory out when I got my Glacier Ranch chips. Exactly the same as Cool Ranch. That's right. Exactly the same as Cool Ranch. But, Hunter, you might be onto something. There might be something out there.
Because there are a few products. I can't think of one right now.
Yeah.
But the actual name brand product is a lot better. And you're like, damn it, I got to go with that.
Well, stay tuned, everybody. That topic will be coming up soon, I'm sure. But anyway, get your Walatin and watch out for that pollen. You'll be all right. And while you're there, get some Glacier Ranch chips because they're delicious.
Delicious.
They're delicious. Yeah.
Maybe anyway. Some Fruityos, too.
Some Fruityos, that's right. Colossal Berry Crunch. Same thing.
Yes.
All right. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, Hunter, another day, another dummy. That's right. A Florida woman was arrested for trying to evade police, but also got to cross an item off of her bucket list in the process. A deputy spotted 19-year-old Jania Shamiracle Douglas speeding and driving recklessly in the Florida Keys, as one does in the Florida Keys, right? But when he tried to pull her over, she took off and led him on a high-speed chase. Woo! You never gonna catch me, copper!
They'll catch you. Trust me, they'll catch you.
You boys like Mexico! The deputy caught up with her miles later and got her to stop. When asked why she took off running, she explained that getting arrested is on her bucket list and she wanted to cross it off. Well, the officer was obviously happy to oblige, and he put her under arrest for fleeing and eluding police. You're only 19. Yeah, save that for when you're, like, 85, all right?
Dude, you know what? Here's the thing. I got to hop on board with this a little bit because I can relate, because I have always kind of wanted to be in a high-speed chase, but I've never wanted to, like, put anybody in danger, you know? Yeah. Like, that part of it sucks.
Yeah.
But, dude, could you imagine the thrill? Just, let's go, just taking off.
I mean, there's always, I think there's a part of everyone who wants to, you know, Thelma and Louise, a car off the...
it has crossed everybody's mind once. Yeah, exactly. Right? I don't care if you're a cop or not. Even cops are like, you know.
I mean, even cops are like, man, I want to get into a high-speed chase today.
Adrenaline rush would be insane. And don't do it.
Yeah.
It's terrible because you're putting people's lives in danger and it sucks. And a lot of times it ends in fire.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good.
A rolled car, you know, something like that.
It's just...
Maybe why don't you do this, Hunter? Go to, like, you know, just find a spot in, like, New Mexico or Arizona, like in the desert, where you just got those old roads that no one is on. All right, you call the cops and say, cops, it's out. Let's go. Come get me. And then, you know, you haul ass through the desert. Maybe that's what you do.
Haul ass.
Yeah.
Man. So, yeah, I'm not on board, but I can understand where she's coming from.
I can't wait for that one day you finally snap, and then the next day I'm reporting. Well, I hate to report that I no longer have a co-host because he finally decided to get that high speed.
You right, Mexico. Oh, I got pulled over
right away. Oh, no. I didn't even get to the high speed part. I was just spin out.
This guy sucks at high speed chases, man. I only got like a mile down the road. Anyway, well, congratulations, Jania, for crossing it off your bucket list. Maybe eating prison breakfast is also on that bucket list. Because you got that. You can cross that off, too.
Hopefully there's some other things on that bucket list. There.
Oh, I didn't want that. Anyway, there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.